Amazing introduction for our next speaker. Totally unplanned. I'm looking at Facebook because I need to figure out the whole title of this show, which is incredibly long. Our next performer is an incredibly talented woman. She is currently touring Chicago with a one-woman show entitled Bad Dates or What Killed That Monkey in Indiana Jones Only Makes Me Stronger. This is Eileen Tall.
Hi. The story I'm telling tonight is not about Harrison Ford, unfortunately, but he's always with us, isn't he? So it's the one time in like 4 months I'm not talking about Harrison Ford. But Force Awakens is going to be so good, so we'll all be talking about it. Anyway, maybe I should just talk about Harrison Ford. Anyway, I wrote a thing. It's been 10 years. And I still can't tell this story right. It was cold in November of 2005 as I stood in a line outside of Harpo Studios, huddling with Emily, a girl I had only met a few weeks before while on a college mission trip. It was very cold in this line, my first winter in Chicago, and I needed a new coat and some good winter boots. I was an 18-year-old bright-eyed transplant from southern Ohio, so I needed a lot of things. We had been waiting in line for 45 minutes, our tickets to the Oprah Winfrey Show clutched in our hands. I had never personally subscribed to the cult of Oprah, but being a human raised in the Midwestern suburbs, I understood what she meant to so many people, especially to most of the people in this line. Dozens of women who all looked the same, white upper middle class with that generically nice mom with a red van haircut. It was like looking at my future 25th high school reunion right in the face. These women had handkerchiefs out, already tearing up, whispering with reverence, "Do you think she's in this building right now? The building right next to us? The building I'm touching with my hands right now." Emily, who had written into the show and secured our tickets, was breathless with anticipation. Seriously, she was having trouble breathing. A lady behind us offered her a paper bag to breathe in and out of because she had brought an extra. And then the whispers started. "Do you think that this episode is..." Don't even say the words. "Favorite things, favorite things, favorite things." "What's favorite things?" I asked innocently. "Shh! Don't even say the words." I was immediately shushed. "You'll jinx it." Emily shook her head at my rookie mistake and pulled me aside. Every year, Oprah picks out her favorite things and gives them to the audience. It's around Christmas time, so this might be the episode. I mean, it's possible. Don't get your hopes up. We all waited with bated breath, some of us visibly drooling, saliva pooling at our feet like the lions pacing in their cages in the bowels of the Colosseum. We were ravenous, hoping beyond hope that we would walk into the Christmas wonderland of Oprah's favorite things. Finally, the doors opened. The crowd swelled into one being, moving as a wave crashing through the hallways of the hallowed studio, and I walked into the large, familiar room and into a relatively empty soundstage. Lots of space, a few fake walls, and the couch that had recently been infamously jumped up and down on by Tom Cruise, 2005. But no winter wonderland, no magic, no favorite things. Okay, fine. I mean, no favorite things, but my worst day at Harpo Studios watching the Oprah Winfrey Show, not too shabby. The whispers started up again. "She's coming. She's here. Oprah. Oprah's coming." And the madness returned. I tightly held a stranger's hand as we both inhaled sharply, awaiting our queen. She strode onto the soundstage, and the eruption from my mouth was primal. I screamed along with dozens of others, crying out her name, reaching my hands out to touch her robes. Oprah! Oprah! She smiled. I think she smiled right at me. And then she turned like that. Move that over there. I didn't approve of that light fixture. What do you think this is, the local news? Can somebody get me some coffee? She stared daggers at the stagehands who cowered out of her path as harried-looking assistants rushed to grab a cappuccino. Oh, my God, I whispered to Emily. Oprah's kind of a bitch. Oprah looked as bored as a cliche while a small man stood on his tiptoes to put the finishing touches on her. She looked perfect, like a cake at a bakery, so delicately frosted that you almost couldn't bear to eat it. Action. And when the camera clicks on, there she was. Oprah Winfrey, all smiles and nods and, "Hello, everybody!" The producers crouching off camera signaled for us all to clap louder, but we were all so disoriented and uncomfortable. "Okay," said Oprah. "I want you to take a good look at this audience today." She was speaking to the moms who would be watching at home later, but I looked anyway. "Every single person that you see," she continued, "is a real-life American hero. And because of everything that you've done, no one can ever repay you. But I wanted to at least try," and time stopped for a moment. "With a few of my favorite things!" The screaming. I assume it was deafening. I can't be sure since I had completely blacked out. My own voice was ringing so shrilly in my head, I could barely hear the screams of everyone around me. It was like a nature documentary of a feeding frenzy, and I was swept up in the hunger. The manic joy, it was frightening. I've never experienced anything like it before or since. And when we all calmed down after about 10 minutes and the noise died down, Oprah was laughing. "I sure got you," she said. "You thought I was big and bad and tough and mean. I got you." She got me, Oprah. She really got me. And just like that, the queen reigned again. My eyes glazed over as she revealed item after item, gift after gift, treasure after treasure. It was insane. Growing up with hand-me-downs, sale racks, five brothers, one sister in a one-parent income home, it was like a dream. All this stuff. For me. As Emily and I lugged our enormous bags of delights back to campus, we sat in shocked silence like it was the end of The Graduate. A week or so later, the episode aired, and all of the girls who never talked to me in high school posted on my newly created Facebook wall asking me to tell us about it, girl, OMG. I did not poke them back. But what I want to tell you really is why I was there in the first place. I had gone down to the southern United States just a month after Hurricane Katrina hit. The devastation that I saw down there was overwhelming, disorienting, unreal. It's hard to find a word, but it was. And so we helped rebuild. What? Oh, I mean, I got a lot of things from Oprah. You know, a diamond watch, a Burberry purse, neither of which I've ever used because they just feel too fancy and kind of like they don't even belong to me. But I went down to the southern United States to help rebuild a school. The wind and the water had taken it apart brick by brick. This was October, and the kids hadn't been able to start their first day of school. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff from Oprah. a video iPod, a BlackBerry phone, which was very cool at the time, a Sony Vaio laptop. But really, the kids, you know, the kids that I was working with, they had seen and been through so much, and they just wanted to go to school, have some structure. They lined up at the chain link fence that was next to the building, waiting for us to finish clearing out the mold and the debris out of their... Yes, it was very cool to meet Oprah. It was great. But the kid, what else did I get? Well, I got some fun things, like a tub of Garrett's popcorn and some, like, expensive brownies or something, and a pair of Nike Shocks, a box DVD set of The Oprah Winfrey Show, some perfume, some lotion, some fancy soap, a cashmere sweater, the most comfortable robe I've ever had, Ugg boots, a Burberry coat, and a gift certificate for a pair of corduroy pants that I never redeemed. I'll live. But these kids... I want to tell you about the kids. I'm tired of talking about Oprah. I mean, she just rewarded me for spending 4 days being kind of helpful to people who had lost everything by giving me presents, everything that I could ever want, all the stuff for me. And it's 10 years later, and I still can't figure out how to feel about that. I feel weird. It's weird that it happened the way it happened. I don't feel guilty, but I sort of do. But it was also the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. But I think I should have done more to help the world after that. I mean, it's almost too much stuff. But now I'm so poor. I mean, I would love to win a bunch of stuff right now. I should be grateful. I should be more grateful, but I guess it's a weird narrative. I can't tell the story right. But most people don't want to talk about Katrina. They just want to talk about Oprah and ignore the rest of it. Most people don't want to talk about mental illness, to talk about guns, about education, about Black Lives Matter, about Trans Lives Matter, about Yes All Women, about it getting better, about anything that you've seen in the news for the past 3 or 4 days or anything that we're going to see later this week. Most people just want to talk about Oprah and the snowflakes and all of the favorite things. But I want to tell you about the kids. This line of kids at the fence stretched long. They just wanted to go back to school and be normal. And finally, one of our supervisors took a long look out at the long line forming past the baseball fields. "Take a break," he said, and we rushed over to them, all of us college kids, not that much older than they. And we played kickball, a massively epic game of kickball. And the kids, these ones that had been through hell and back, they laughed. And they yelled and screamed and laughed, feeling like they got to be kids for a second, and not kids in crisis. We threw the game, it seemed like the thing to do. And the kids reveled in their victory. Running towards the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down and cheering like it was the last 4 minutes of a 1990s Disney movie. Their manic joy. It was so beautiful. And I've never experienced anything like it before or since. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. Very thoughtful things happening on this station. I love it.